In a landmark class action lawsuit settlement, the Los Angeles City Council agreed to pay nearly $13 million to those injured or mistreated in the 2007 May Day demonstration in MacArthur Park. As the march ended, LAPD riot police were filmed by camera crews using excessive force, firing rubber bullets, and striking people wantonly with batons.
Gonna rise up and take what's there. 'Cause finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about the revolution.
The new foreign minister for Israel is going to be Avigdor Lieberman. It is basically a fascist party. Lieberman is called, among other things, for the forcible removal of all Palestinians from Greater Israel, force of loyalty oaths for all Israeli citizens of Palestinian descent. It's a bad, bad sign for where Israel is headed.
This week in radical history for the week starting March 30th. Since we're having studio recording problems at Gleekly Studios this week, this week's show is an abbreviated version of what you've come to know and love. And since April 1st is International Pirate Radio Day, we are bringing you an awesome sampling of pirate radio blasts from the past. That'll be at the end of this week's show. Here we go.
There is something going on in the ether.
The kids are now moving back into the street.
For every Martin they cut down, there must be 100 Martins to step into his shoes. Hey!
On this day, March 30th, in 1855, on the eve of statewide elections in the U.S. state of Kansas to determine whether or not Kansas would allow slavery, some 5,000 pro-slavery thugs from neighboring Missouri crossed the border to intimidate anti-slavery Kansans and to commit electoral fraud. They were successful for a time in that, with more votes cast than registered voters, a pro-slavery legislature was seated. This was the crucible in which famed abolitionist John Brown earned his reputation as an uncompromising fighter as well as an incorrigible individualist. This Day in History is a production of the Neighborhood Network in Columbus, Ohio. I'm Evan Davis.
'69, Lithuania. Anarchist writer, activist, and feminist Emma Goldman lives.
This Week in Radical History for March 31st.
1986, following a 12-year campaign, a New York City gay rights ordinance is signed. 1990, England. Trafalgar Square poll tax riot. The riot brought into focus the growth in Britain of an underclass seen in collision with symbols of late 1980s wealth. These crystallized political disenchantment.
Tens of thousands of people demonstrated against the poll tax in central London, rallying in Trafalgar Square.
The head of the march was still pouring into the square as the first trouble started in Downing Street. The officer in charge of the operation believes the hardcore wanted to storm Downing Street.
Violence was caused by around 3,000 among them.
At this stage, the square had been turned into a virtual battleground. But running street battles are continuing and have spread to the area around Leicester Square, where cars are being overturned and shop windows are being smashed.
And these riots would topple the Thatcher government. And in 2002, former UN weapons inspector and former US Marine, Scott Ritter, has warned that America will lose the Iraq War and the American military. Quote, we will leave Iraq with its tail between its legs, unquote. This Week in Radical History for April 1st. It is International Pirate Radio Day. More on that later in the show. 1649 diggers occupy St. George's Hill, near Cobham, Surrey, seizing land to hold in common and to plant. Other communities follow.
Our freedom for to win. Stand up now, diggers all. Lawyers and gainst priests, stand up now, gainst lawyers and gainst priests, stand up now. For tyrants they are both, even flat against their oath, to grant us they are loath, free meat and drink and cloth, stand up now, diggers all.
The diggers tried to reform by leveling real property and the existing social order with an agrarian lifestyle based on their ideas for the creation of small, egalitarian, loyal communities. They were one of a number of nonconformists, dissenting groups that emerged around this time.
Stand up now.
1918, during this month the final issue of Emma Goldman's Mother Earth Bulletin is produced. Future publication is made impossible by ongoing government seizures. 1938 in Spain. The Lincoln Brigade is overrun by the fascist armies near Gandesa. The battalion suffers heavy casualties. The Lincoln Brigade was comprised of US and other internationals fighting the fascists during the Spanish Civil War. Perhaps most noted fighter was George Orwell. He would write Homage to Catalonia about his war experiences as the democracy-loving US rushes to recognize the fascist dictatorship.
This Week in Radical History for April 2nd,
1908 in Rome, during a funeral for a worker who died in an industrial accident, confrontations occur with the police, who oppose the procession. Police open fire, killing 4 and wounding 17. Among the dead is the anarchist militant Paolo Chiarelli. A general strike is declared, and subsequently, several anarchists are arrested, tried and condemned to heavy prison sentences. 1969, 21 Black Panther Party members are charged with conspiring to kill cops, bomb New York City stores, and trying to blow up police stations. 13 are prosecuted in September. After an 8-month trial, the jury took only 2.5 hours to vote to acquit. People, the time's
come. This is your Radio Rule supporter, Hannah George. On this day, April 4th in 1859, a popular blackface minstrel show in New York called Bryant's Minstrels debuted the song I Wish I Was in Dixieland, which promoted the idea that enslaved black people were happy, content, and actually longed to be on plantations. The song became an instant hit, especially in the South, where it gave voice to the pre-Civil War sentiments of Southern whites. Just 2 years later, the Dixie Song became the battle hymn of the Southern Confederacy as they marched into Civil War to defend the institution of slavery. Yeah, I said it. This is your free speech educator reminding you, never let the past slip away.
Say it, say it, say it.
1900, Prince of Wales escapes anarchist assassination attempt. 16-year-old Jean-Baptiste Cipito takes 2 shots at the prince in the Brussels railway station in protest against the Boer War. Apprehended, but acquitted July 5th.
People, the time's come.
This is your Radio Roots reporter, Hannah George. On this day, April 5th in 1621, the Mayflower left the Plymouth colony where it had landed 1 year earlier in order to return to England. The English had begun the colonization of North America in the 1580s by building small colonies along the Atlantic coast, including the successful Jamestown settlement that was founded in 1607. Because the agricultural economies of these early colonies demanded large labor forces, white settlers first used enslaved Native Americans and European indentured servants. Over time, the labor of enslaved Africans proved to be the most economical, and the development of chattel slavery began. Yeah, I said it. This is your free speech educator reminding you, never let the past slip away.
Say it, say it, say it.
1983 El Salvador. 2 members of a Christian community in San Ramon are abducted, tortured and shot by the national police. In September, U.S. trained death squads will bomb the Jesuit residence in San Salvador.
Okay, a brief history of events that have happened this coming week. Now onto a celebration of International Pirate Radio Day, which, fitting enough, is April 1st. The following is a 9-minute segment produced by the Emergence Broadcasting System, and it is audio portion of a Renegade Art installation opening up this Monday, March 30th. The Squatted House in Bushwick is an art space, and one of these pieces of art that are in display is a pirate radio theme. So this is 9-minute audio that is looping in this particular small corner of the space, and it is all about the history and sounds of pirate radio. And since pirate radio is radical and historical, well, I thought I'd bring a piece of it to you right now. So if you find yourself in the Bushwick neighborhood in Brooklyn, maybe we'll see you there, huh? Here's that audio.
Thank you. If anything you hear on this radio station offends you in any way over the next 3 hours, please change the channel or turn the f***ing thing off.
Attention, America, this is not for you.
It's a total communications revolution. This is a lot like the printing press, which was illegal. It was a contraband item.
This is a test.
Come on down and put the handcuffs on us, if you think what we're doing is so damn wrong.
This is not a test.
The most dangerous frequency is an installation of pirate radio transmissions going back over 35 years. Pirates say dead men tell no tales, but this is not true when it comes to pirate radio stations. Now many of our comrades have fallen. Their messages continue to reach out. In fact, radio is an endless medium. A radio wave continues. The radio signal continues, even after the transmitter and the person transmitting is long since gone. The two-dimensional radio wave carries on. In fact, the first radio signals ever done can still be heard in outer space. This installation hopes to bring you the voices of the past, the disembodied rebellion in audio format. Please stay tuned to listen to your irregularly scheduled program. This installation is brought to you by the Emergent Broadcasting System.
Going back in time on the sounds of the nation, it's the Caroline Flashback.
Este es Radio Insurgente, voz del Ejército Zapatista de Liberación Nacional, transmitiendo desde las montañas del sureste mexicano.
Oh, what this is a pirate station.
Illegal.
Illegal?
You've just crossed over from reality and entered the Rabbit Zone.
Radio Insurgente, la voz de los sin voz.
Free Radio Santa Cruz.
89.3. 96.3 FM.
101.1 on your FM dial has been successfully flying the skull and crossbones for the past 10 years.
They say the free radio movement is just too big to stop.
101.1 FM and free radio.
The best damn station in the country, and it's all for you.
All right, 89.3. This is Kid Mark Bob, free radio.
Familiar with? I don't consider myself a communist, no. Have you ever said fuck the FCC?
Oh, hello!
This is Radio VOC. As of the 9th of October 2000, this station will be broadcasting in 1 second between 7 p.m. and 7:55 p.m. every night. Our address remains the same, box CY3093, Corso in Harare. Radio VOC, voice of the people. Manaru Taura, the people are talking. Arantibarakuluma.
They run a pirate radio station in Brooklyn, New York.
Well, unfortunately, troops, it's that time again for the old repeat myself. We've just about reached the ending of another radio first terminal for tonight. And we'd like to leave you with a few closing thoughts. First off, remember, there is no black power or white power in Vietnam. There's only one power, and that's rabbit power. Another thought, when you go downtown, be sure to take enough rubbers along in case you want to go for two or three or four or five or six or seven like Pete does. Well, Pete, I've enjoyed it. It's been another fantastic night of cutting the Air Force to pieces and saying nasty things on the air. And hopefully, if we're not thrown in jail by tomorrow night, we'll be able to come back again at 8 o'clock and blow your mind with...
Ma è semplicissima, è lineare, cristallina. Questi signori stanno esagerando e bisogna farli smettere. Ne ho parlato anche con l'amico Lama. È tempo di fare qualcosa. Lei forse non sente il loro slogan, ma in questo preciso momento stanno manifestando giù in strada. E lo sa? Lo sa cosa dicono?
Andate oggi, tu sei pazzo, e la notte operaia non pagherà più cazzo.
For steel, this radio.
There's a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Frequency is 99.5 FM.
Worldwide revolution here, folks.
101.1 on your FM dial has been successfully flying the skull and crossbones for the past 10 years.
Make a stop.
The pirate ships are sailing out on stormy seas.
Un programa de la Que Huelga Radio, un radio pirata transmitido desde la huelga estudiantil de 1999.
Ya que están en los anuncios, ya que se fueron con todo, pues ahí en El Mensajero nos anunciaban que desde nuestros corresponsales de Houston, sí, bueno, la banda de Houston, que el día de mañana va a haber una protesta en frente del Consulado de México a las 9 de la mañana.
From somewhere in the Mediterranean, we are the voice of
Christ the pilot.
The most dangerous frequency is an installation illustrating the role pirate radio has played in contested space. It seeks to connect the present struggles and occupations in New York with over three decades of struggle in audio transmissions in this country and around the world. In the world of cable news, blogs, YouTube, and Twitter, there's still a place for clandestine radio broadcasts. That place is in the contest over the liberation of space. The airways have always been undifferentiated space, a whisper of electrons that comes from somewhere else, speaking to an unseen audience, unmitigated and uncontrolled. Radio is the medium of choice for work and driving, specifically because it allows a duality of attention unlike any other medium. For the rebel, this duality is crucial. It allows the listeners to receive and act simultaneously. In fact, live radio is perhaps the most intimate and immediate of all forms of broadcasting. And thus, there will always be a place for it in the passionate struggle for liberation. Pirate radio played a role in the anarchist movement in Spain, broadcasting well into the 1960s. It also played a role during the May riots, 1968 in France, and in Tiananmen Square, and to this very day. You will hear 30 years of rebel yells in this installation, which, in of itself, is located in contested space. At the same time, this installation will be transmitting, thus making it technically a pirate radio station, in of itself. Here's a brief list of the pirate radio stations that have operated in New York since 1962 to today. Radio Free Harlem, King Kong Radio, Steal This Radio, Radio Pinko, KOS Radio, Fuck FCC Broadcasting League, The East Side Anarchy Air, Radio Clandestine, Pumpkin Radio, Voice of the Purple People, Falling Star Brooklyn, The Bums, Falling Star Queens, Guerrilla Radio, Radio Liberation, and many, many more. Long live anarchy. Squat the city. Squat the airwaves.
Okay, that was a little piece of pirate voices over 35 plus years. Radical voices from around the world. Speaking of radical voice, a new down group is offering information about what is happening at the G8 in England, as well as a bunch of other funky stuff. Check out dissidentisland.org for their many offerings. They look to be a bunch of radical punks, and I mean that in the most loving way. That's dissidentisland.org. That's it for this week in Radical History. Sorry about the studio problems. We'll have that under control and back to normal, subnormal show next week. Lots of thanks to give out tonight. As always, the Radio Roots crew, Neighborhood Network in Columbus. Thanks for the audio. Thanks to the Rad Info from the People's Calendar at the Daily Bleed website. And of course, the Slingshot organizer who brought me the inspiration to expand on their awesome work. Well, you know the score, folks. Until next week, I'm always fully and radically yours in the struggle, Mike Cannon.
Like a monkey ready to be shot into space. Space monkey. Ready to sacrifice himself for the greater good. Mm-hmm.